You gonna go watch a movie? Yeah. Go watch that movie.
Go with Holland.
You gonna watch a movie? Yeah. Go see Strawberry.
Bye-bye.
The Strawberry. Go see the Strawberry.
Where's his shirt?
What's that mean?
I don't know.
You took it off him before
Who took
you
his shirt off?
I just don't remember where it went. All right, go watch the movie.
Watch. Don't trip.
So fat.
Go over there with Holland.
Don't trip.
He's
not
fast.
Fat. He's big bones.
I feel like it's good having the little kids around because I feel sharper because I'm always looking out for, oh, he's going to hit his head. Oh. He's going to hit his head on the corner.
It makes you feel better about yourself, kind of?
No.
Oh.
Just kind of.
It's like, what do you mean sharper than?
It's like doing crossword puzzles.
Smarter
like,
than him?
Keeps me alert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your A game.
I like having him around because it makes me feel like my vocabulary is good. You can only say
compared
like six words, and I can.
We
say
can
like,
say hydrogen water. Like so that's pretty good.
100 at least.
I can say like 1,000. Ready? Apple. Barracuda.
That is so good.
Chimichanga.
Hey, we got the bookends here today.
Uh huh.
First and the last.
First and the last.
The bookends.
The alpha and the omega bookends. Child children.
You're the booking kids.
The bookends.
Uh oh.
And our ends.
Non-bookend child just bookends. Left. He got his feelings hurted.
Oh.
Aww. Aww.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what we said, probably. But when you look at those things about birth order, it's like very true. Very true.
I disagree.
Now, what is that? I know about the totally first child. What about the last child? What is the, what are they, what are their tendencies?
I don't know. I just watched
we
that.
We can play some videos on that.
Yeah, there's a funny there's video.
It's just going to be like, oh, I'm the worst.
Not really. It's funny.
Facts. Hey. Don't hate the player.
It's
hate,
like, okay, hate me. Here's one hate example. The frisbee goes up in the tree. What does the first child do?
He goes up and gets it himself.
And he just does everything to
what
get
is
it.
This, what does the second
right
child do?
Down with
do?
The hose, gets the, climbs, he does whatever he can do to get that out of there.
Right.
But yeah, what does the second child
a
do?
A more responsible way. The next way, the second kid does a less responsible way. So he'll like maybe throw something he shouldn't.
There.
The dog, yeah.
And then like, that gets like stuck in the tree,
like
but he
vase.
Gets the frisbee out. What do you think the last child does?
He has a parent do it for him.
No, he orders a new one on Amazon.
Oh. Yeah. He looks at it and doesn't even consider getting it
down. Just walks away just and like, orders
I think
on
it was
Amazon.
Jackson that put all the apps on our iPad with the iPad.
And he purchased like $140 worth of apps.
I remember that.
Yeah. We're still paying for some of those apps.
Yeah. That's back when you paid for apps.
Right.
No, it was Clash of Clans. I spent $60 on gyms, and then I never got to play Clash of Clans again.
But
it's probably for the best.
Wah, 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 wah.
Do we know where the baby just went? I don't know. Does anybody care?
I put him in your room.
I'll look for him.
We Thank care.
You, oh, is that where you went? All right. Well, I did something I haven't done in the last 15 years today.
Lay it on
Go
us.
In the women's bathroom? Oh, that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Poo-pooed in your pants?
I did. I just went for it.
I did that the other day.
It was very cool for about 5 seconds, and then...
Someone had the bright idea to tell me to put baking soda in my water, and that backfired, literally.
It feels good in your muscles.
Was that bad?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was over at Grammy's house helping over something. I'm checking the electrical outlets. Or no, I was checking the, like the breaker, the electrical breaker, and was a little too trusting.
I think we've drunk pretty much put anything under our kitchen sink we put in a drink at some point.
I think you're right. Lysol.
Like Justin. Borax and
I did you
baking
salt.
Soda.
Vinegar.
Epsom salts.
Epsom
vinegar.
Salt, yes.
All types of vinegar.
PVC.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you do?
Disposal. Put a disposal in our water.
That you haven't drank done it. In 15 months. 15 years.
Just like a big pill.
Gosh. I went to the dentist.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Dentist in forever.
It's
so weird.
It's been so long. The technology has progressed so much since last time.
Yeah. They used to use a bone saw last time you went.
They did.
Well, we were
bite down on this.
Yeah. Drink this, hold this.
Drink this booze.
Yeah, but let me tell the story before that when we were sitting there. I might have told it on here already. Jackson was getting some work done. They said, "Do you want to do the family plan again?" I said, "Sure." I go, "Tim." And he's sitting in the waiting room of this same dentist office that he went to today. And I said, "Will you come at least twice a year if it's already going to be paid for through the family plan?" He goes, "No, I'm not coming for teeth cleaning." And I was like,
"Clean my own teeth.
It's so easy." They go, he goes, I don't need to come to this. He's like saying it's a big scam. Like right
it is.
In front
I think it's a psy-op.
Of all of them. They
know.
But they were laughing.
It's a psyop.
They were laughing.
You do?
Yeah.
Then he showed up today.
Yeah. I think a lot of our bad teeth comes from too soft of food. Ooh, that's what I've gathered.
Say. That makes sense.
My buddy Damien grew up in Nigeria, and he says he rarely brushes, but he will eat the end of like a chicken wing bone. Like he'll just crunch on the end of the bone.
Yeah.
And what does that do?
I think it's just, think like bone density, right? So mom's trying to rebuild her bone density right now.
That is really interesting.
And like the force of it is what gets you the bone density.
Yeah.
Same thing with trees. So like trees will wither away if they have no wind to keep them staying
that
strong.
That is so allegorical. That would be our analogy.
Like the trees.
That's a good analogy.
Thanks.
So you just got to start biting people more.
Yeah. Bite more. Eat more bones. I don't know.
Just people eating chicken bones now.
Bite more people.
Yeah. Everything is just getting too soft.
That makes sense.
It's kind of like with our feet. Like with our feet, everything that we never step on.
Right.
We always have cushion under our feet. Big soles.
Yep.
It's true.
Big Hoka shoes with 4-inch soles.
We should be grounding.
Yep.
And so I went, but it was really kind of fun. I'm not going to lie. The technology they have now, they did the whole where you put your bite down here, and they take the x-ray. She walks out of the room.
And what?
Makes that little sound. She walks up. Okay. Next. Right down there. But then she did like, they never done this. They checked your gum strength, like gum sensitivity.
Yeah.
Have they ever done, you ever done that? They just go around with a sharp tool and dig it into your gums.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yep, and that bleeds.
Yeah, that's bleeding. Yeah, he's bleeding on his 3-4 and his 12. He's bleeding.
On his L5. His L5 is bleeding pretty good.
It's bleeding.
And I was like, going through that, and I said, dang it. They used to do the thing where they put the really, like, the bubblegum flavored stuff, and they would whiz it around your teeth. But then they ended up doing that, which I was.
Were you happy?
I was happy.
Oh.
I was happy.
What's your teeth?
Don't you have veneers?
Pretty good.
I do have veneers.
Why are you going to the dentist?
These are. Well, the other ones aren't.
There's other stuff that goes.
And I have a tooth that's rotted out. Like here, one of my wisdom teeth is rotted.
Which is wild. I think
I could pull out right now.
I only went to the dentist like twice in my life.
That'd be wild if you for real did that.
Both times you had cavities?
Yep.
I really think I could do it.
If I hear a click, I'll be out of here.
That's funny because you go there regularly.
I got to go.
I've never had a cavity ever.
Really?
I just like everyone to know that.
He hasn't.
Never once.
Have you been to the dentist though?
Twice.
Okay. When's the last time you went?
What? 2018? However many years ago 2018 was.
Yeah, but all your teeth look like they're in an argument.
Wow. But they're not. They don't have cavities.
All right, cut that out. Cut that out. That was way too mean.
Yeah, they're good.
He's got good teeth.
He's got good teeth. You got the little gap
there. Do you have the little gap in the middle?
I do.
Let's chill in the little gap.
You
in
spit
the
between.
That's what I was saying. The gap.
Yeah. I haven't got that far yet. I don't know how to do that.
It looks cool though.
Let me see, Jack.
I want to spit on the table.
Why?
You want me to spit on the table?
No, just like this. Oh, there. Oh, I have that too.
So.
I can do it.
There's a name for that. What is that name for the gap? Like the Michael Strahan gap.
Ugly.
But these aren't gaps. These are just little. They're just talking about that little part right there. You guys don't even have a gap.
It's not that big. It used to be a lot bigger. I used to put quarters through it. I put quarters through it.
Yeah, was that wide?
Yeah, it was pretty wide.
Did you train it like those African tribes who make their lips really big?
All right, let's not bring race into this.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird time to bring that up.
All right, there's tribes in Africa that do the lip disc.
Whoa. Don't say Africa.
This is a political podcast. Right.
There are people in Africa.
It is so wild looking when they do that, though.
This podcast is huge in Africa.
Well, Jackson had all different sizes of teeth like going on before.
Yeah.
But they're a lot better now.
Okay. In a good way.
It's fine.
Well, you needed them to all
That was my first ideas for a joke. I never really used it. I might have used it once. Whereas you lose your baby teeth and your bigger ones come in. Why doesn't that happen with other parts of your body?
Oh.
Like your eyeballs. Why don't you lose your baby eyeballs?
Your baby eyeballs.
You get bigger ones that grow.
True.
That's funny.
It's weird to think about.
Yep.
Oh, my eyeballs loose.
And the examples kind of stop there.
I don't think we can get it.
Yeah, we can stop there. No more,
nothing else.
It's a dark path we can good. Get down.
And we're good on that one.
In that case.
Did it do.
Just count the days.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. You should get a lot more than just a dollar for a lost eyeball, though.
Yeah.
Like under your pillow. Yeah.
Like $2.
Well, it wouldn't be the tooth fairy. It'd be another fairy.
Eyeball fairy.
I guess.
The eyeball fairy. Yeah.
That's a little on the nose. I was hoping for something a little bit. I was like, give me, oh, what can we think of? You're like, eyeball fairy.
It's like, that's original. Like,
or the eyeball fairy. Yeah.
That hood. I mean, the hood. I mean, I don't know.
It could be, I don't know. The eyeball gremlin.
Minch. The eyeball minch.
Cut it out.
Whatever. Cut it out. It's fine.
The eyeball witch.
Honey, put your eyeball under the...
put your eyeball in the cauldron.
In the cauldron, because you know who's coming.
The eyeball minch.
And it'd be... Oh, the eyeball minch.
I think that'd be good. I think I'm going to start that.
Yeah, I'm going to start that. I'm going to start... ripping kids' eyeballs out.
Are you going to start that or are you going to tell them?
Well,
yeah, we'll see. Whatever comes first.
When would it come up? Unless you started.
When you lose a tooth and the tooth fairy brings them something.
You have to create the problem and then give the solution.
Well, then you have to say, and then by the way, you're going to get new eyeballs.
What is a tooth going for these days? Probably $5.
Depends on the parents.
Inflation, $5, I think.
I don't think Jackson got any money. We tried. Oh, the tooth fairy sent a note and said they forgot to come last night.
How about this? We'll keep paying your private school tuition. How about that?
That's what the note says.
Hey.
Yeah. Fairies are paying for me to go to school. You're in high school. Yeah, I know it's not my parents.
So it's tooth fairies.
Yeah, I'm kind of conflicted with that. That's kind of an interesting topic is like, I'm conflicted with like doing Santa with our boys. Maybe we talked about this. Did we ever talk about this?
I don't know.
But I don't know. I feel like I'm starting out their lives with a lie a little bit. Yeah. But I also want to be fun and like them be a part of other stuff.
Well, you know what?
Not
them
to ruin
to be
it for other
kid.
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, I know. But just.
You know, there's no Santa.
I don't want to just like lie to my kid just so they're not that kid at school, if that makes sense. Right. Like, I don't know.
We just didn't say
we don't want your kid to ruin it for everyone else. So keep lying to them. Yeah. I think.
It's probably, fine. I was lied to about like 100 things until I was.
Yeah, you still think you're a part of this family. You're
exactly.
not
even I don't know if I'm adopted or not. Still
100
can't
figure things.
That one out.
We would have never adopted you.
That's fair.
Right. No. All your teeth are a different size.
All right. That's enough. <idea. laughs>
Call back.
Oh my gosh.
Good yeah, but back. Santa's a cool one though. That's a cool myth.
Yeah, that one's definitely cool.
I mean, that's
true.
They really worked on Santa and developed him into something really special and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want there to be Saint something Nicholas. Real that I convince them is not real. Or sorry, how do I say that? In a similar vein of Santa, but with something that's like actually real. When then they find out that Santa's not real.
Oh, gotcha.
I feel like I'm saying this loud, pretty loud for them being over there.
Oh, yeah.
But then when they find out that like Santa Claus is not real and the Tooth Fairy is not real, like, oh, well.
Actually.
This other person, if I said like the Pope.
Right. Like,
Pope also not real.
What? He's
like that's a part of the list of right.
He lives in Italy. Yeah. He speaks many different languages.
He has his own country. That's a castle.
He's always got a big cup of wine.
It's actually real.
Yeah,
he's got
I don't know something
wafers
like that.
Galore.
I got to think of something funny like that. That actually is real. But then when they grow up, they're like,
he could be the eyeball fairy. Understand.
Yeah, he could be the
Pope. The Pope.
You could just say the Protestant.
You'll Pope your eye out.
You Pope your eye out.
I can't say what I was going to say. I couldn't say it. Sorry. Move on.
Write it down. Write that down.
Let's write that down.
I feel like Protestants, we needed a Pope. Like, we never got a Pope.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Why do they get a Pope?
Yeah.
Why can't we have
Catholics
a Pope?
Get a Pope.
Yeah, it's probably
also,
what do we have?
On a similar note, how do I become the Pope? Because
a bunch of
you better start
demon
now.
Worship.
I would look at that.
You start
with that.
Seminary. Become a priest. And then
have a kid. Sacrifice him.
Move on. Your way up.
Find a kid. Sacrifice him.
Sacrifice him.
He's so bad.
Get chummy with a lot of the globalist corporate magnates.
Yep. Steal all the gold in the world. Check.
I think they're good.
Check. Make your own country so no one can prosecute you for anything. It's actually creepy. Doable.
Yeah. You know, all these things sound very accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. All you need is a few thousand years in a time machine.
Just need kind of a little island where there's no borders.
What if you killed the Pope and then you became the Pope?
Ooh. Like a,
so it's like
what if it was like, oh, why is there nothing like that anymore? Yeah,
Pope of the Hill,
right? Because like back in the day, like if you're in a tribe, you kill the mm-hmm. king or whatever, if then you became king
because it was a almost power like thing? Like a
yeah, I guess
you're the most powerful.
I guess like he's the fastest. Like you beat the Pope in a foot race, then you become the Pope.
But that was a more powerful.
You probably have to
thing.
Beat him in like kill the a Pope memory verse test or something like that.
I don't think I could beat the Pope in a foot race. To be honest with you,
you can't. He's wearing a dress, so you take testosterone.
I hear Pope Francis is pretty quick.
I would.
You mean Pope Francis?
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
I would annihilate Pope Francis in a foot race.
How about like a decathlon?
He's like a million years old.
He's seems pretty old.
Well,
yeah. Plus he's
so
like,
then you got time then.
Plus I'm not fully convinced he's not just like five dudes stacked up on top of each other's shoulders under that dress. You just never know.
You never know.
You can't rule it out. He could. Well, five is a lot. Maybe
how
like
tall
two
is
or three.
He?
Like,
doesn't matter. He's a bunch of little guys on each other's shoulders under the dress.
And then
it's like how you want to sneak someone.
Now you're racing a stack of old guys.
It's like you're
old popes.
You want to sneak into the movie theater, but instead they wanted to sneak into the Catholic Church.
Sneak into the ruling the world.
If I was Pope, I would like serious snacks sitting in that dress.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
he could,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
get
yeah,
away
yeah.
with. I'm sure they're not checking him for. Hey Pope, you bringing your own popcorn in? No.
No. Come on.
I'm going to pull him.
It's a cannoli. Cannoli? It's just a dress.
From South America, though.
Yeah, he's from Argentina,
is.
Yeah.
How does
Argentina, how is that allowed? Now that I said my thing before, like you beat the Pope, you kill the old Pope, you become the new Pope. I think that's what happened.
What do you mean?
But in some sort
this Argentinian Pope just comes in and like, yes, I am the ruler of Rome now.
But well, I don't think you have to be Italian, because who was the Pope before that?
Well, they're
was,
in Italy, I guess. From?
Yeah, but that's where it's located.
Yeah, it just seems
that
weird, right?
Roman Catholic Church is how it started, but it's a Catholic church, but you become a...
So
I mean,
is there
an
like
American
a,
could become the
is
Pope.
Is there like an American Idol type of thing that they do for the popes that all compete to
I think
see
it's
who
a
becomes
pope
the
app.
Pope?
You have to download the Pope app.
Pope app. It's
Pope app.
How do they end up becoming the Pope?
That's what I'm saying. I think they do a singing contest.
I mean,
contest
obviously,
the
they work their way up. What'd you say?
They do a singing contest. That's why I said American Idol. It's American Idol for finding the Pope.
But I think at first, obviously, they worked into Bishop and all those cardinals.
He walks in. He walks into the audition. Okay, what's your name? I'm the Pope. I'm Pope.
No, the they Pope. Wouldn't be the Pope yet. You couldn't say that. He'd just
be
Francis.
Oh, I see.
He's just Francis.
Be a cardinal.
He's
Francis.
Just Francis.
All right. What's
Francis the cardinal?
Levi, Francis. What's right before a Pope? Is it a cardinal?
Yeah, cardinal.
Okay.
Archbishop.
Yeah, so I think you start out, you have to be in the Catholic Church for a very long time.
As a priest and all that.
Like 5
you,
years.
Like, you start out.
Bishop, all that.
You start out when you're young, and then you basically work up the ranks, and then you just get select. So when the Pope dies or resigns, you are now like, if you are a cardinal, and I think you have to be in the Vatican, but if you're like a cardinal, then you are like in the ring for to be elected as Pope.
Right. And that's the only thing I know about when you're elected as Pope. The smoke coming out of the stack turns white, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I wonder how that started.
Why do you know so much about the Catholic Church?
Because it like was Brass. Oh, Levi?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the next
Pope.
Oh,
I thought it was interesting because I've asked this question.
Have you had the same idea?
The same idea. Okay. You don't remember when they were picking the Pope?
Competition.
I'm the Pope.
When the old Pope was like, I'm done.
You guys
want to
hear something
Pope
that,
to be Pope?
That threw me off for a long time?
Sure.
Pope. A cardinal. Of the church, I got that confused with a cardinal bird all the time, and I couldn't. It was almost like, is that funny? You think that's funny?
Hi. I suck a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing that messed me up was Washington and Washington, D.C.
Oh, right.
It's similar to that.
Washington like, State?
Oh, yeah. Bird, Pope, logical. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wait, what? You thought the cardinal in the church was the bird?
I was thrown off.
You were like, the head of the Catholic Church is a bird?
You never had anything like, no, not the head, but like... No.
Like the almost the head?
Just like...
Just the right
one
hand.
One of the right hand men.
Yeah.
Can you keep it down over there?
Can this kid...
What in the world is going on?
Turn me down.
Can you be professional for 1 second, please? Gosh. Thank you.
So in high school, I dated a guy who was in seminary to be a priest. But then they decided not to be a priest.
Oh,
why?
Sounds
because he saw the look of you. He's like, I'm not going to be. Look at that walking in the door.
Italian. Yeah, it wasn't Italian.
I don't think I can do it with a.
He was German.
She's a hot mama. I got it to have.
She's a spicy meatball. She's
all the popes.
But they all, it was an all boys school, so it was all.
Oh, ah, I know what happened.
Through high school.
I know what happened.
And they were studying to be priests.
I know exactly what happened.
Well, I don't know if that happened, but
what are you talking to about? Him. I don't think we're on the same page.
I was thinking something bad, maybe. You're
all
saying.
The priests. Oh, I've seen a lot of priests in my. It seems like they're pretty laid back people. The priests. Yeah. I've never seen a really frenetic, kind of a hyper priest. They're always usually pretty chill.
Frenetic.
Well, the Catholic Church at the end of my street in California, they'd. Everybody would leave. The traffic would be gone after my brother went streaking through the traffic. He thought that was hilarious.
Very good.
And then two priests, I don't know how many times I saw this, would be leaving in a red convertible with two blondes sitting in the back with their hair just blowing in the wind.
Nice.
Ka-ching.
That was pretty common.
So that's what you sight. Get.
So
well, I'm saying I'm trying to be the Pope.
I just thought it was wild.
50 blonde chicks in my Corvette.
I mean, maybe they were
once
their
again,
biological
this Pope thing
sisters.
Going, I'll really be cooking.
Maybe they're their biological sisters. I don't know, but
who knows?
I doubt it.
Not all blondes are related
about that,
Mom.
I know.
So they all seem to be cousins, though.
It's fair. We're all cousins with Kevin Bacon.
That's what they say.
That is that cool.
I was always blown away by the amount of beer at Catholic events.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spencer had a game at a Catholic. It was like an elementary school called. Was it Holy Spirit? I think it was called Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds right.
School, and yeah, they had a little concession stand in the elementary school gym.
Yeah, that's when the other coach took the chair and threw it across the court.
No. Did he hit it?
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Mom, can you grab him?
Go. Can you grab him? Go away, please. We love you so much. Don't erase this comedy gold we're digging up.
Bye bye, Bobby.
Ah.
Go see the movie. Zealand.
Hey.
I love you. No,
go. No. Go away. You go little sweetheart.
I know.
You little cherub.
I should have actually probably put him to bed before we did this. It is currently 9. He goes to bed at 8:30.
You want to throw him down?
And Keegan, if you're listening, it is actually only 8 and not 9. So
there's that.
Wow.
I wonder if you like you're like kind of on your way to being the Pope and you realize I'm probably going to be Pope. It's got to be kind of nerve-wracking.
It's got to be cool.
Like, do I really want that?
It's wow, everything I work for my entire life.
I wonder if you treat it the same way, like you're expecting money to come in. Like you will be getting a ton of money in like a few days. Like when
you don't
start
want
living,
him to die.
Start
like,
living on credit.
Kind of want him to die.
Living on some Pope credit a little bit.
I'm going to be the Pope in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's on his deathbed. Yeah, I'm the Pope after that.
You just bless them. That's their tip.
You've ever been with an almost Pope before?
Oh, no.
What do you say? I can't keep up with all this Pope talk. a lot of talk about the Pope today.
This is very rudimentary Pope talk. We really don't know much about it. Yeah. We're just kind of...
Didn't we watch
we
that
do.
Movie? Didn't we watch we that
movie? Spencer does.
We can take it to another level.
Didn't we watch that movie during COVID called The Two Popes with Anthony Hopkins and somebody?
Is that the correct plural form of Pope?
I don't know what the movie was called for sure, but was it called
two
that?
Puppies, the Poopies.
Do you know what I'm talking about with
Poopies.
Anthony Hopkins?
I do. Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Peeps. It was called The Two Popes. I think it was called The Two Popes.
Why'd you ask me that question?
For comedy fun comedy. Sake?
Oh.
I don't know.
It is a comedy show.
Honey, we are all, the 32nd
Mom's ranked. Like, be serious. I'm trying to figure out.
He's like, is that the right proper plural name for it?
Can you stop trying to make a joke every 2 seconds? This is not how you're supposed to do it.
I feel like it's not.
Well,
every 2 seconds.
All right, can we?
I apologize for bringing levity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can we cut to commercial?
Just kidding. Oh my gosh.
Which one of our kids would have made probably the best Pope?
Me.
Probably. No shot.
Me.
I think Spencer would be a little bit of a loose cannon.
Levi would be a good Pope.
Dang it.
And the Pope now is not a loose cannon?
Yeah,
okay,
but in a quiet
here we go.
Way. But he's more
we're
quiet.
Off.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a loose cannon.
Yeah.
He is.
He's very unconventional.
Too sneaky.
Yeah.
Quiet about it and sly. And
yeah. I remember when God in the Bible was like, I need someone else to be me on earth.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a perfect idea.
Yeah.
But have you seen like he's the what giver. Is it? Is it that the place, and I think it's at the Vatican, and it's that huge arena looking thing that looks like a snake.
Oh, are you talking about the altar to Satan? There are multiple altars to Satan at the Vatican.
It is like vipers and like people screaming.
And it's like this carving behind him, and it looks very, it looks like a death metal cover. It's really crazy. Yeah.
But
it
even
really
like cool. the way it's shaped like so has large, like the cobra look to the building itself.
I don't get that, man. That's, come on.
There are multiple altars to Satan in the Vatican also. This isn't this kind of podcast, though. What am I doing? What am I doing?
What am I saying?
Cut that out. Not again.
I need to stop talking. Or I get busted.
Did you see the Johnny English movie where John Malkovich becomes the Pope?
That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a really good movie. I really want to watch
it. It's just Johnny English.
The old movie?
With Rowan Atkinson?
Not old. Wow.
Mr. Bean.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Isn't it Rowan Atkinson?
Yeah.
It's Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean is Rowan Atkinson.
And he and
it's Mr. Bean.
John Malkovich?
It's basically Mr. Bean named Johnny English, and he's a spy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's John Malkovich, but he's French, and it sounds like John Malkovich trying to do someone who's French, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, yeah, I can't really do his voice. I was about to jump into John Malkovich, but I'll...
Can you do his voice?
I'll refrain. If I have to hear
John
him...
John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
He's very, very kind of what... He was on that SNL skit where he made driftwood sculpture. He said that a lot of people see this and they'll say that's a piece of driftwood, and I see it and I see a squirrel's nest. We that watched was mom's great... least favorite movie, Being John Malkovich.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring it up. I hate that
movie. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Being John Malkovich.
No.
It's horrible. Oh,
really?
It's really
Why?
Bad. It's just goofy and weird.
Huh.
I don't even want to be reminded.
It's brutal. It's really bad.
I like the people in it, but...
Did he make it? Is he in it?
Oh, yeah. He's in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like
just freaky.
Like it's just a freaky dream or I don't know what. I don't know. I try to block it out of my mind forever.
All right. So don't go see that, guys.
It's really old.
But do go see Johnny English.
Do go see Johnny English.
See? Go see. It sounds funny. Movie.
Do go. Yeah, yeah. Go find Johnny. I'm sure they're playing at the theater near you. If this is 2004.
This is
the past. Final countdown. Anyways. What else?
Well, we can talk about Heather, but everybody, Heather had a good diagnosis this week. We
I
can
did.
Talk about that. People want more about her health. And we went to the doctor. The doctor, since she got the scans. And the scans looked amazing. She's doing really well.
Yes.
Great.
So.
And he said, I like the healthy stuff you're doing, so let's just continue on with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I'm only 0.7 away from zero. Cancer.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
And I was at 9 before, but now 0.7 away.
So it's been a fun.
Less than 1.
Was that how? Was it 2 years ago that this started?
A year. Last year we went.
It was last year. Okay.
Well, the pain that you originally had.
3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she just like full on lived with terrible pain in her side for a year and a half. And was like, maybe I should get this checked out.
Like, no, my
yeah, rib, maybe you
I
should.
Didn't even, no, I've been having it checked out from the very beginning. So for 2 years, they were checking x-rays, nothing. And then it broke my rib. And that's when it got discovered. When we were at the Branson.
Yeah.
Remember?
It's like, honey, let me make you a poultice and just hold this on your side. You'll be fine.
What's a poultice?
A poultice. It's like a... Like a, it's like a gritty tincture.
Ew.
Gosh, what is
you to all of it. You to the face. You to saying tincture,
ew.
Gritty tincture.
And yeah, whatever.
Does it look better with me shaving my beard? My
it's so good, yeah.
Let me make you a poultice.
Yeah.
Poultice coming right up.
Yay.
He's really trying to name this podcast by saying that so much. What's Poultice. We should name the podcast Gritty Poultice.
What is a poultice?
Can we keep ripping on that poultice?
It's a gritty tincture.
It's pretty good.
I think it's two.
What's a poultice gritty tincture?
Yeah, what's a gritty tincture?
A poultice is
first
like,
question.
A poultice
what
is like drink combined certain medicinal substances, and you put it on a
wafer.
What do you call it?
A mole.
Stuff. What is that called?
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle, and make a poultice with your mortar and pestle. And then you put it on your body.
Mortar and pestle.
Nice. Sounds disgusting. But
anyway, good report.
Woo! So good report.
So we're going out to Cancun for a checkup.
For the final one in Cancun.
For the final checkup.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave this 0 degree weather.
Oh, yeah.
So. I know.
It just wipes me out.
Me too. I feel wiped.
I know.
I love it.
We
I have
went
a completely
for a walk.
Unrelated like question.
It. We did bundle up and go for a walk at 4 degrees of the day.
Yes, producer Levi.
Oh, sorry. I was.
Well, that's okay. No, I didn't say much.
So this happened to me last night, but I wanted to know what are like, do you guys have like little rabbit trail YouTube videos that you'll go back to every few months? Like I started watching NFL moments for 4 hours last night.
Whoa.
Like NFL losing my mind moments. I'm like, yeah, why not? That's 12 minutes.
Like, in all caps.
There goes his job. Or like
his plays
worst teammate plays and like half of them are just bad throws.
And they're
I
not
watched
even.
4 hours of that last night.
That's a great question.
I usually go titles. Back to all reliable Indian dudes making houses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, there's no way two dudes that just are digging this out with their hands.
Digging an Olympic pool.
Yeah, exactly.
In the woods.
Like, it's amazing.
Building tunnels, like pipe systems from the main source of water to their pool.
They're making infinity pools.
Yeah.
And it's all painted. Like, how'd you even get blue paint?
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's really good. It's really good stuff. And
those
they
are
never
amazing.
Stop.
Yeah. I mean,
primitive survival.
Love that.
I love that. I'm going to go to that. My dumb one so that I've been good. Doing is Stupid Sister Wives. Because
oh,
it's
yeah,
finally
you're
a big bust.
It.
And the one that left the guy, well, that first left, just got married. So that's why it's been, like, she just got married this last weekend on the air, at least.
Nice.
When they showed it. So, of course, I have to get the whole scoop on that.
Yeah, we're all in.
Constant
it's such a dumpster
Robert.
Fire.
It is.
At that, and we're, it's not surprising, but it's just like, oh, now that I think about it, it just makes me kind of crumble a little bit.
Wait, why?
Just how bad that. It's become.
But here's the thing.
Which is good.
I couldn't stand watching it when they were making it look like they were functionally married to four women. Now that it's busting up and you're like, yes, see, this is not right, people. That makes me happy that it's not working.
Vindication.
And that she's getting.
That's mom listening to the podcast of it or watching the videos.
Well, it's just because it's so morally terrible.
Yeah.
But now what's good about it is it's like people are being honest.
Do you hear that, King Solomon?
Yeah, Solomon.
And it's everybody
so
in the Bible.
I think before it was weird. Now it's good because it's like.
Right. Now, randomly, it's good.
good.
No, 300 wives, fine. Four, No.
No, I mean.
Sweet somewhere along the line, like, all right.
Well, today's gossip is the last remaining two. All the other wives have left.
I thought there was only three.
There's four total. Four. So the last remaining woman with the guy. There's rumors, strong rumors from reliable sources that they're getting a divorce, which is an actual divorce because they had the only ones that had the papers. But
amen.
Anyway, that's my dumb rabbit trying to get off that
rabbit
trail.
They said amen. I go, amen.
I need to find a different
amen.
Rabbit trail.
Yeah, they should make Cody Brown the Pope.
Yeah.
Ringlet hair.
Might as well.
He's so dumb.
Yeah. And he like shaved his like the sides of his hair. So now he's just got like the.
I don't know.
Oh, why are we talking about Cody?
Tim, what's yours?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You. Mine are like, I'll go into like badminton instruction videos.
What?
You're done. what the heck are you talking?
Wait, hold on.
Whoa. Go back to badminton instructionals?
But that's one of them I got.
That's
okay.
The question.
Wait, but can I ask?
That's
so why didn't you want to play badminton the other day?
Hmm?
yesterday. I said, let's go play badminton.
No, I got to watch these videos on how to do it first.
He's not ready yet.
And he was not going to play. He's like, well, I will play pickleball. I'm like, I know, but it's all taken up. There's like courts left on the
badminton. I'm only on the beginner videos.
And he said, no.
Actually, I think it was more, it was ping pong, actually. Ping pong instructional videos. Oh. It's ping pong. I said the wrong thing.
I feel like you're making this
I think that was in my brain because you got mad at me for wanting to play
badminton. Dig a little deeper. Find out.
Okay, so anyway, that's your rabbit trail.
Yeah, but I'm kind of with Levi, back. like crazy sports moments.
Yeah.
Or maybe
he watches that a lot.
Yeah. Crazy funny sports moment kind of things. Or news bloopers.
Or best of.
That's news bloopers to. Is news definitely bloopers.
I love
I was gonna bloopers. Say nothing
can't miss.
Nothing beats going back to like a compilation of old vines. Like
true.
I just always will go back
vines
to like
were amazing.
Vines are so good. It was just so I think it was like right at the perfect time though when I was in high school, so I like loved it already.
How long did that exist?
That's a great question.
And why did it go away?
Maybe a year or two.
I think someone bought it out.
Went away in like 2016, didn't it?
Yeah. Something
well, they
like
were
that.
Doing 6 second only videos. And then every other social media platform's like, we'll also do videos.
Yeah, but someone bought it though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. No, that's why they stopped making them like out of the blue. Or else it would literally still be around even if.
It was no someone random. I feel like Yahoo bought them or something like that.
Anyways, it's a psyop because they saw how fun it was and how joyful everyone was being with it. And they're like, we got to get rid of this.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to have any fun.
Their joy and hope is going up. We got to.
For a while, mine were Korean street food videos, watching Koreans make treats.
Mm.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Pretty nice. Wonderful. Donuts
pretty
and stuff.
What I have is it's called Jiggly Kick.
Oh,
it's
my god!
It's got a really long name. It's like a bunch of Jiggly Japanese kick? Whatever letters. But then in the middle, it says Jiggly Kick. It's a great video. It's just like a production line in Japan.
Pull it up.
Making jiggly cakes?
Yeah, it's just like this. It looks horrible to eat, but it's really cool because they'll like brand it. They'll make the whole cake and then they'll brand it. It's like angel food.
Oh, yeah,
cake.
It's like.
It's awesome.
When they cut it open, it looks like
sponge.
It's a great watch. It's a great watch.
Okay.
Puffy. They have like 100 egg yolks in this big old container.
Yeah.
They just like mix it up with all the stuff. They pour it in this big old pan, and they cut it with this like construction-looking knife where they measure it, and they brand them all.
Yeah.
Send them out.
Pretty sweet.
I really want to eat one because I watch the video like at least twice a month.
Yeah. What if all of them are like red bean flavored, and you're like, what the heck?
Oh,
that is like, that's
they throw
that
the,
is
the
what
weird,
throws me off when they do
two,
that.
Two disappointments. Picking up a lemon bar thinking that it's gooey butter cake. You take a big old bite and it ends up being lemon bar.
I disagree.
That wasn't good.
I'd be happy.
Well, this isn't the conversation we're having. I'm objectively, that's terrible. All right. We're not going to. And then I'm right. Thinking it's a gooey butter cake and you bite into a lemon bar.
I would love that.
Did my child fall off a bed?
I think he fell off the bed.
All right. Let me go save my child.
All
right. Oh, buddy.
Brutal.
Poor guy.
I saw some blood spurt through the door.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Poor guy.
We need to watch the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Looks really promising.
Oh, I've seen it. It's so cute.
Have you seen
it? I'll watch it again. I forget what
it is. Are they watching that right now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I like
it. That was Spencer's favorite movie, the first one for sure.
Right.
The second one is, I think it's equally as good.
Okay, let's ask Dad this question. Don't tell. What is Jackson's favorite cartoon animation movie?
Oh, easy. Ratatouille.
That is easy.
I wasn't sure if he would know.
I love it.
If he'd say.
Yes.
What is Levi's favorite animation movie?
Oh, man. I don't know that one.
Probably something dumb like Over
it's
the
old.
It looks
it's
like
old
Ratatouille
one.
And Meatballs was made by the same people. That the animation looks very similar to me.
It's DreamWorks, and DreamWorks made Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, I think.
Right.
And Pixar.
No, you say
Pixar
animation.
Made, Pixar made
I think I think Levi's favorite was Mulan. Is that right?
I like Mulan.
Mulan,
I
mean, that was hand drawn, right? That was
I'm
done by hand, right?
I think
that
so.
Was your favorite when you were little. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of different.
Like,
with,
was.
I feel like I'm very vocal about my love for Ratatouille.
For a little bit, yeah. That
I just
was my
didn't
favorite.
Know if Dad caught on.
I haven't watched it in a very long time. I need to watch it again.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of formula that they use for making those movies so good.
It's like the, it's just the soundtrack and the colors they use. It's very like calm, mm-hmm. I think.
But the story's so good.
It's true. I mean, it just, they just made the perfect movie.
They do. And they have, it just comes back around to,
now,
they'll
what
be
are
like
you
an item
it's
or
about
something.
Ratatouille or these movies?
These movies.
It's definitely just visually pleasing. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It keeps
I
you hooked.
I think they do simple enough stories that are just like, they're good.
So good.
Like the story is like, you know, a rat becomes a chef and all he wants to do is cook, but he's not accepted by his family.
Right.
It's The Outsider.
Yeah.
I got to watch that again,
movie.
Man. It's so good.
It's kind of like Cinderella. It's basically the same movie, right?
Yeah. I mean,
well, anytime any movie tries to do something new, like they take a new spin on a regular idea.
Right.
It doesn't work.
You just take the same ideas and you shift them a little bit.
Yeah.
They're rats instead of humans.
Right.
Like, oh, he can cook. But it's all like, it's all pretty similar, like you said, like the Cinderella type.
Right.
I'm a castaway.
Because it works.
It works. It's, you know, no, they found what works. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, so many movies are based off of like the Romeo and Juliet idea.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not with death and all that.
You just take an idea that you know works and you just tweak it a little bit.
I bet there's maybe three, maybe four movie templates.
Yeah.
Story templates that
a rom-com.
Because of genre, I'd go like
10
at most. Because like...
Yeah, because there's different genres. So,
well, think of the romantic comedy.
Like rom-coms,
there's
probably four.
Yeah, right.
What?
With like with a rom-com, there probably is four.
Rom-com,
there's
like one.
But he's saying in general, like now we have horror movies, all these others, they have different templates than a rom-com.
I'm just saying, like, I think a rom-com would have like one to two different storylines. Like,
yeah. Like basic.
Guy.
He really only has one story.
Like they meet.
They meet. They don't like each other. They don't like each other.
They like, they get together. They find out something that they were lying about or like something going on that they weren't told. Or, oh, I hate you. They get back together.
Either
they
that kiss at the end. Or they get separated some way. Like somebody gets a job or something where it separates and makes them move away or whatever. Like when
What's
Harry Met
movie?
Sally, that movie is like the perfect romantic comedy, I think.
What's the movie we just saw the other night? And I remember thinking, oh, this is a different kind of love story.
Describe it.
God. With real people?
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought it up because I'm blanking.
Well, here's an observation I had is like, you guys know the movie Dances with Wolves?
Yeah. Yes. It was something.
With Kevin Costner. He's a Civil War, whatever, officer. He gets put out west, you know, at some random remote place out west by himself. Kind of a war hero guy. And then he meets this Indian tribe.
Makes
friends with them and basically becomes one of them. It's the same movie as Avatar. Avatar is the same movie.
Yeah.
You've said that, before.
Were you?
I didn't really like Avatar.
I didn't really see it.
So. I love that movie.
I think it's because I watched it too late. Because I think why everyone was so infatuated with it is because it's like all these cool animation.
You were pretty young when it came out.
Right.
Like,
so you were already.
CGI is just insane.
Yeah, we had never seen anything like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. But I watched it probably like 2017, 2018.
Yeah. Well, so Avatar is just Pocahontas.
What are we?
That's true.
No, it's the same movie.
And Dancing with Wolves is Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's Pocahontas.
Like, I think so,
think about it. Because I watched Pocahontas like for the first time after I watched Avatar.
Right.
And I was like, it's the same thing. There's a magic tree that connects them two together.
Oh, that's true.
It's a native tribe that's being taken over.
That's even more.
And then the guy gets injured. It's like
those
the whole,
two really connect.
You know, except for the ending is different.
Right.
Also, here's my thing. Unless you're really good at storytelling, don't do a twist ending where it's just like, it is unfulfilling. Don't do an unfulfilling. Don't do like
fulfill
one of those,
me.
Yeah.
Like, don't leave me unfulfilled.
Oh. Like if there's a love story baked in the movie and it doesn't end up with those two characters together, then don't have that love story in there.
Oh, I disagree.
I hate that.
I don't hate that.
Have you ever seen La La Land?
Yeah, but that's good writing.
But it's beautiful.
That's what I mean.
It's
unless
said,
you're
if
really
you're not
good
a good writer.
It.
He said if you're not a good storyteller.
Yeah, if you're not a good storyteller, don't
do any
make movies at all.
I've seen this because that's been the downfall of recent Disney movies.
Well, that's just a whole
thing. Is they like, try to do this new ending thing where it's just it's all about me.
Yeah, it's all
about me.
And then you're like, I don't care. Like, I
don't
care about
Disney.
Right.
Just you.
No, it's just, all of it is bad
new
now.
Disney.
It's just like.
No. La La Land wrecked me.
That's,
That movie,
it's amazing.
Moved me.
I watched
like,
it. I watched it.
I was like for 3 days, just stunned. Just oh, it was I, watched so, like I didn't know how to feel.
3 days ago,
did you?
I was like, because I had seen it before, but I didn't really watch
it's
it.
It's so beautiful.
I watched all the way through. It's just like,
well, part of this that is life, good because this is if, real life. Right, exactly. It was real life, and that's the way real life happens sometimes, exactly. Where it's not, and you're left with such longing, like because it shows you what it would have been like if they would have been together,
exactly.
But then you just, it didn't happen. And you're just having to, okay, that's real.
I think even that is like, it's not necessarily a satisfying ending, but it's an ending. Right. That like, you like, the whole point of it was to show this like story, this love story that was like, this doesn't work. And like, you know, it could have, but like the reality of it is it's like, you're in La La Land. You're in like this fairy tale.
Yeah.
But like, you know. There's real life that's happening, and you kind of either got to flow with your life or you can kind of hold on, like strangle this love story that you're trying to create.
That might be a good idea is, you know, like Cinderella, where they lived happily ever after, but actually going further into that story and watching it kind of, okay,
get crazy,
break down, whatever.
Yeah, because the thing for me on La La Land is I thought, well, they were too much both pursuing things that involved a lot of energy to go into their one thing.
Yeah.
I thought this is never going to work.
Right.
That's how I looked at it. And it didn't. And it made me happy that she had found love with another guy.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why he had a piano. Movie.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
And he had a piano. And
yeah. Well, that was sad.
Good for him.
Right. But there you go. Somebody. Probably if they would have stayed together, it probably would have fizzled.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Cause they would have still.
Cause they both had to pursue so hard on what they were trying to achieve.
So yeah. Did you get him a hat to cover the head wound?
Yeah.
When he fell off the bed?
To stop the bleeding. We went ahead and just threw a Carhartt on it.
Are you okay?
And he just...
I'm sorry.
So he just dove off
Holland
the bed.
Holland got a hold of Diego. The controller for your bed and lifted the whole front end to where he toppled off. And brutal. Just smoked the ground.
Look, he goes...
Where did you get hit, buddy?
What happened to
Where'd you hurt your head?
Oh.
A bonk.
Sorry, Bobby.
Sorry, buddy. So, okay, speaking of movies, do you guys ever, I don't know, I might be the only one who experiences this, but like, you know when movies, you know something bad's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When somebody's doing a normal thing, like they're going out to the car or something by themselves and something bad happens. Sometimes I feel like that. You ever feel like you're at a party? Oh, I got to go take out the trash or something. And I'm out by myself. The party's going in and you get that feeling that,
This could be the time.
I'm either dead or I'm going to find a dead body.
Right. I just get that at gas stations.
I did just recently get that too.
Really?
Because I thought, wow, this could be the time when
it's real quiet.
Happens.
Nothing's going on. You're doing something menial.
Hey guys, I'll be right back.
See you later.
And then you're like oh,
will
you
I be right back?
Actually, you know what happened with that sound that was being made on the side of the house when the plumbing or something was going down?
Yeah.
I'm like, we're just acting very nonchalant. I'm like, that could be like something boiling out from underneath the ground.
Oh,
takes down the whole house or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're just like, dur, 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 dur.
Or somebody's in there.
Yeah,
or
something
fell into the sump.
Yeah, and I wasn't scared.
Pump.
I was just thinking, we're just, you know, not even being concerned.
I think I go straight to acceptance. Like, I'm like, this is it for me. Right. Like, I walk past the dark alley and I go, I'm done.
Why do I feel so relaxed?
I'm ready to die.
The time has come. What I've been anticipating.
It's really existential.
I don't mean to get dark.
I get really existential every time I take out the trash.
Every time, it's just that it's just like everybody's just having a great time inside. You just all of a sudden
still hear the music
a
little
quiet.
Bit.
You hear it muffled.
Yeah,
and you just take out of the trash. You're like, I'm dead. Someone's gonna drive by.
And you're like, I better.
Of my head.
Who's the comedian that has a joke about? Do you ever get the feeling there's a ghost? I think there's a ghost on my tail, and he's running up the stairs from the basement.
Right,
you're like as if I can outrun the ghost.
Right, he's gonna wait till you start going upstairs.
He goes, I think there's a ghost on my tail. He just like starts sprinting up.
That's right. In Texas, there are no basements. You have to have a basement.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
When your parents send you down late at night for something, you got to come up in the dark.
Turn the lights off, and then you sprint up the stairs. You got to beat the light up the stairs.
Got to beat the light.
Because
the ghost
me.
Is like, dang
me.
It, he was too quick.
I always felt that at Grandma and Coach's basement because they have like the stairs. So, like,
I agree.
They're pretty horrifying stairs
because they're not carpeted stairs.
I know.
They're like wooden stairs that are a little too close together. Not, they're just they're the old school.
So loud, so close creaky. Together.
Like that's those are cellar stairs. Yeah. There's a difference between
Is cellar and a basement. Yeah, 100%.
Cellar stairs are scary.
I never got that until somebody mentioned that they thought snakes were chasing them. And then after that, I thought that forever. Like I was snakes are chasing me. I'm going to die.
Man, I wish a snake would chase me. That'd be the easiest thing to outrun.
Yeah, but they're big snakes.
You're going upstairs? Doesn't matter how big. The bigger, the slower.
How's it gonna jump?
A snake with legs, though, I'm afraid of.
Well, snake in
just
the
a thousand human
fast.
Legs.
That would be a Komodo dragon.
Oh! Yeah, yeah, that's true.
A snake in the sand would be super fast.
I was in a restroom somewhere this week.
Women's restroom?
Women's one? Or
no.
The guys?
Okay.
Why do we keep bringing that up? As if
he did that.
He keeps doing it. Oh, you
did.
Do?
I did. He did. We were at a restaurant, and here's what happened.
Oh, ladies.
Here's what happened. It's like four below.
Top of the morning.
Four below.
Went to the Lincoln Museum.
And we went
Museum.
To this kind of cool little restaurant. It's like a house, but they turned into a restaurant. And I knew which side of the restaurant our truck was parked, because I can remotely start it. So I went to try to start it and find a window. You know, so I could do it, but I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll check in the bathroom because I got to go to the bathroom anyway. So I just walked in the bathroom, not realizing that, you know,
it was for ladies.
It was the woman's restroom. And I was like, I don't remember seeing a urinal.
You should have just, so you just went into the stall.
And somebody came
going.
In when I was finishing up and went into the other stall, and I just walked out. Yep, sure enough, it's the women's restroom.
That's pretty baller.
But I was in a restroom.
So wait. So not only did you go into a women's restroom, you just like went to the bathroom.
Left. Mm-hmm.
Wrapped up.
He's done it. He's been there.
It's pretty awesome.
No, before I walked out, I go,
it's pretty baller.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
I did that at summer camp.
I just did
in like
that.
The sixth grade.
Oh, really?
And a girl was in there when I left.
Yikes.
And the whole week she called me girl watcher.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so, dude.
She'd be like, oh, you were in the girls' bathroom. It was really bad.
Hey, so I may have a worse story. Same age, sixth grade, in school. I was the teacher told me to go like tell the girls it's time to go. I didn't think like knock. All right, let's go. I open the door. I go, hey guys, we got to go. My current wife was in there. So that was even weirder for me to get over. So and like six other girls. So.
Were they getting dressed?
They were like, everyone screamed, and I don't remember. It was kind of a blur, and I just, oh my gosh! And this was my first week there, so this was my first year week at Westgate. Just like, hey, thought I'd introduce myself.
Hello, everybody.
In case you didn't know me.
See me around.
Yeah. Anyways, So then that was a rough day.
It's a rough one.
And I got a couple notes passed to me, and it's like, it's okay, you're fine, it'll be all right. So that was kind of sweet.
I did not get that.
My wife did not send me that note.
I went in and it was like empty, right? And then I was like, why are there no urinals in this bathroom? I was like, whatever. So I just went into the bathroom. I
just started peeing on the wall.
Washed my hands and I saw a girl walk into the stall and we make eye contact. And she just called me girl watcher.
You should have been like, why are you in here?
Get out. Turn on her first. What the heck?
Gaslight her.
Jackson, where was that at camp?
You're crazy. I'm what the heck?
Was that at school or
it
camp?
It was at, what was it called at Calvary? Windshape.
Yeah,
Windshape. Right.
Nice.
Tragic. This is brutal.
Okay, I've got one of those. After a show one night, it was at a church, and right off stage, get done with the show, right off stage, it was a deal where there wasn't much of a backstage area. So when I went off stage, there was just a bathroom, a women's bathroom that I just ducked into while everybody left. 30 women walk into the restroom, and there's me standing there.
Oh, my gosh.
In the women's restroom.
There's no way.
Why?
Hi, comedian guy. We just
watched. That is the
and you were in
that
the
is
bathroom?
Way worse than mine.
Oh my gosh, it makes it look like you're in.
Yeah, because I was just waiting for them to everybody go out, but they because they usually cut off that area
right.
by the stage, but no.
And they think that this is just like what you usually do.
20 women.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to kind of do that.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Knock, knock, and you sprint out of the room or something.
Hope you enjoy the show. Yeah.
Don't you hate it when...
Tragic. That's how...
That's really rough. That's a bad one.
Good girl.
Then you get a couple letters in the mail, you got to pay some money to the courts.
Yep, that's true.
That's how it all starts.
Is that where all the hush money went?
Oh, goodness. Is that why I can't go to college?
I think it's a great.
Are you? You're not going to college, right?
I'm not. No.
It's gonna be a pilot.
Nope. Yeah. Getting the old
the college of life.
Well, he will
exactly
do. Yeah, he'll go
the college of the streets.
Yeah.
Yer.
Hard knocks.
Yer.
Yer.
Yeah. No, I'm from the Lou.
College of the streets.
So dumb.
You can put that on a resume?
Yeah, probably.
Goes to Westminster, the opposite of the street. Whatever the opposite of a street is.
Nah, Westminster it's tough over there.
At yeah. Westminster?
Hey, it gets tough over there.
Yeah.
Town and country.
No lie.
What's
no
the
lie.
Toughest?
Town and country.
What's the toughest?
Town and country
been?
Represent.
Has like it been?
8 p.m. curfew.
Jack, what's the toughest been there over at Westminster?
The what?
What's the toughest?
The toughest it's been at Westminster?
For you.
Hangnail.
Yeah.
You got a hangnail.
I got a splinter.
Yeah.
One time.
Someone took your seat at chapel.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I know. I don't think I was raised in the streets myself.
No, of course not.
I don't
You're
have
in St.
that
Charles.
Kind of cred.
Streets.
So I'm saying you guys should have made a business decision and raised me in the hood.
Well, we could have stayed at Skinker, and you could have gone to the public
I could have gone
school.
To Roosevelt. Yeah. Should have gone to Roosevelt.
You could have got real street
That was
cred.
Ranked 1 out of 10.
They're not. We smoked them in basketball the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Well,
who would have thought?
But it's been an hour, I think.
Thank you guys for joining us this week.
Yes, thank you.
Next week, we will have...
I don't think
either Heather nor Tim.
Oh, are you going to do?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah.
I believe the plan is to
do a show.
Be here with your blessing, of course.
Livy and Luke.
Livy, Luke, and some of the other crew.
Hopefully, you
will be around.
And Jackson and or Levi
and Holland.
No, actually, we were thinking if it was you, Olivia,
yeah.
Jackson and Levi. The four.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. There'll be a sibling special. Tune in next week. Tell all your friends.
It's going to be fire.
Tell your friends.
We're trying to get 1,500 views on YouTube next year, next week. So get those numbers up. Be sure to like and subscribe. Be sure to follow. Give us a comment. All of it helps the algorithm, guys.
Yeah. We'll have some extra content on Patreon.
Yes.
$10,000.
$10,000.
And on my Patreon.
What's your
Please, everyone, subscribe. There's really good content on there.
These mean streets.
You can learn the knowledge of the streets.
Yeah.
From a first person perspective, me.
That's right. We're training these dogs to be Yorkie fighters.
Yeah. Actually, though.
I'm a
all right.
Fighting Yorkies.
Get in here.
As all, we have been the Tim Hawkins Podcast.
Yes, we have.
Thank you. Over and out.
Cameo.com.
PayPal.
Yeah.